What is going on, fantastic people of the world, the universe, and the multiverse? Yes, I said it, the multiverse. There's been a lot of bits and pieces of news and information that claims it's real. I have concrete evidence that proves it's real, and I'm going to discuss it somewhere down the road. It is not the topic for today's episode, but I promise you, actually, I have to take that back. My promises have been a little sketchy when it comes to this podcast, but I do sincerely apologize for my lack of consistency. I promise you it is not on purpose, and I promise you it's not planned, but I can say it's part of the process. Not my process, but life's process. For those of you who have been listening since day one, I have mentioned a handful of times that I will have plans, we will have plans, and life's plans or the universe plans will come and interrupt it, go along with it until it stops it abruptly or change it altogether or just throw you for a loop and just be like, hey, look, don't even plan it because it's not happening. But despite that challenge, I managed to record when I can, and I hope that it isn't like monthly. I am still in the month of April, so I am trying to record as often as I can, but it's been quite a time, and I mean that in the most grateful, frustrated way possible. And I only say that because all of you heard my sermon sometime last year when I said I'm trying to take this podcast to the next level, and I actually had that manifested this year because I upgraded my computer. I got new equipment for recording so that I could sound clear and so I can be consistent. All thanks to my girlfriend, by the way. And I just don't have the one thing I need in order to take this podcast to the next level right now, and that is time. My schedule has been very, 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 very busy, but in the best way possible. It's like, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. The only bad thing is I'm too busy for the one thing that I said I was going to be consistent about. But enough about all that, even though that is the topic of this episode. No, I'm joking. It's really more so about transitions. But before I get into all of that, it is great to speak with all of you. I hope all of you have been great. Hope you experienced nothing but great news, fantastic energy, amazing people, and amazing food in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, I do hope that all of you have a place to go to with the... Oh gosh, it's been a while. Let's do this again. I hope all of you have a safe place to go to when the world does the most with this trials and tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. I'm going to be honest with all of you. This is probably my 20th recording session today. I decided to sit down and jump into recording because I had the time, but I decided to do laundry at the same time. So it was quiet in the machine. The minute I decided to sit down and record, it was at its loudest point possible. But it's only at its loudest point possible because I'm recording near the laundry room. So it's like, I can't be mad, but at the same time, it's like, why? The timing is just, it just don't make no sense. It's not giving what it's supposed to give, but the machine is off. And before I get into my second set, of clothes to wash, I'm just going to speak. I'm going to take advantage of the peace and the serenity that I controlled. TV is off, phone is on, do not disturb. I'm going to try to record for about, you know, as long as I'm going to record and write when I feel like I've said everything that I have to say. Like I said, this episode is about transitions. I caught myself just having a moment where I was just like, wow. And I think all of us, in fact, I have this theory that there's a certain point in time in the world where everyone for a split second has the same train of thought. But because we don't talk about it and because it goes by so fast, we don't even realize that. But there's a moment in time where you just stand or you're sitting or you're doing something and you just realize this is happening. Wow. It could be for a good thing. Unfortunately, it could be for a bad thing. It could be for a bit of both. But you find yourself in that point of time where you're just saying to yourself, whoa. Now, let me tell you all something that you may already know if you have been a consistent listener of this podcast. But you have often heard me speak on past events in my life, memories, things that I have had a hard time letting go of, or just me speaking on things that led up to why things are the way they are now. At the same time, you often heard me speak on how things will be in the future, how I plan to be A, B, C, D, all the letters in the alphabet. I am finally at that point in time where I am said letters of the alphabet. And it is a wonderful feeling, but at the same time, it is uneasy at the same time. I think I may have said this before. I have so many episodes recorded that I can't even remember unless I'm listening to all of them, but I couldn't tell you what episode I said it. There is this, I think we all go through it, where we all say to ourselves, we want to get into this, we want to be that, we want to have this going on for us. And we don't think about what happens when we finally get all that we've asked for. It's up to us to keep it consistent. I'm 30 years old now. I turned 30 last month. And I remember when I was, there's a couple of times where I said this. I remember when I was 22, when I was 24, I wished to be at a point in my life where I was consistent, where I was mature, where all the struggles and lessons that I had to learn along the way, both good and bad, paid off, and I became someone who can help pave the way forward. I remember when I spoke to all of you about my goals of being a teacher and how I thought that life had other plans for me, like not to be a teacher in the traditional sense, but be a teacher in which I can speak to all of you through my podcast and kind of help the way I wanted to help as a teacher. A lot has been manifested, and I am currently living out my dream, not in the way I wanted to, but it's a stepping stone. I am not struggling the way I used to be. And I mean that spiritually, financially, physically. You know, I definitely have to go to the gym. at one point, but I've changed so much. And I'm not using this episode to brag. I'm using this episode to shed light on how consistency. When walking, or rather consistency when it comes to your journey, it does pay off. The only thing is we never know when it'll pay off. You know what I mean? But I remember every time I spoke, I always said, you know, things will be better in the future. I'm in a good space. And I'm not saying this to say that this is a sturdy road. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm just saying that to say that I feel like I'm in a place where I'm locked in. And I feel like I am the person that I have been manifesting with my words. And it is a wonderful feeling. Now, since I've been in that role, my eyes see things differently. My ears hear things differently. My feedback towards a lot of things are different now. It's like now I'm in a place where I can give the same amount of times I have received. And that's the whole episode. Thank you, everyone. Now you imagine that. That'll be wild. No. Over the weekend, my girlfriend, Ro, my boy, Drew, and my good friend, Jess, we all had a wonderful day spent in Atlantic City. And we hit the casinos, and I made over 10 grand. Now, let me stop. I didn't... As you can see, I'm still recording. I'll put it to you all this way. If I ever hit the lotto, if I ever became rich, you will know by the amount of episodes I drop. I'm dropping Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It'll be that consistent. Everybody will probably be like, Chillis, you don't got no job? And I'm just like, next question. But no, that aside, there was a point in time where we all hit the boardwalk and then we went to the beach. I was staring at the water, and I actually uploaded a video of me, of the view that I had when I was looking at it. And that was the moment where I was just like, wow, I don't feel an ounce of stress that I used to feel. I don't feel worry. I don't feel doubt. I don't feel any kind of hesitation to take a step backwards and kind of not initiate my plans. I felt good. I felt happy. I felt relieved. And it wasn't just for me. It was just everyone around me has been prospering. Everyone around me has been speaking on moments of good. Everyone around me has been just surrounded by great vibes and just every good blessing that they either asked for or didn't expect. And it's just been wonderful seeing myself and everyone flourish. Again, I'm not saying all of this to brag. I'm just saying there was a point in time when we kept speaking on it happening. And we didn't know it was going to happen. And we just dealt with more negatives than positives. And it's so wonderful to see that it's simultaneously happening all over. There have been a few times when I've recorded on this podcast and the podcast is all that I had. Like, there were times when I was very positive, but I had an equal amount of doubt in my soul. And it was just like, I don't know how things are going to go. They can go all the way left or they can go the right way. Thank God they went the way it was supposed to go. The way my life has maneuvered into these weird places and wonderful places and a mixture of both, I sit here and I say to myself, wow, I'm at this point in time. When I first pictured turning 30, and I'm not going to, you know, repeat myself because I just said that two episodes, but when I first pictured 30, I didn't picture this. I pictured busy. I pictured just being integrated into the system that was back then, because these days, you know, everyone's living out their dreams, everyone's taking risks, everyone is doing more for them, and it's a wonderful thing to see. So being able to be a part of that experience now is great. My job, I love it. It's not just me trying to get through the day in order to get to a check. It's me investing my time into something that I love. And it's given me so much joy and peace. It's still a lot of hours, but hey, it's good. Even when that first started off, the journey was shaky, but it was in an area that I had been dying to get into. And when I got into it, I made the best of it. And now it is paying off. Literally, figuratively, I think there's a third word that I want to use, but I'm not too sure. So we're just going to leave it at those two for now. I feel like I'm finally chillest again. There was a point in time when I was chillest when I started this podcast, and then it just became too gray. Like, there was a lot of stuff that I was dealing with, and podcasting became my therapy, which was good because I'm an advocate for dealing with mental health and making sure that your mental health is great. But I didn't want to keep carrying everything that I was going through everywhere. Like, I say this to people a lot, and you know, my closest friends who know me, they get it. But I always say that sometimes I don't want to watch a show that deals with what I'm dealing, because it's like, at some point I need a breakaway. I feel like the more you get exposed to something that you're already carrying or dealing with, it weighs on you more, and it's harder to relieve yourself of that. It's harder to move forward because it's in your face everywhere. Sometimes we do need a moment's reprieve. Look at that. I'm a little rusty with the recording. To be honest, I have been diving into podcasting is born again, because I am using another new program. See, the program that I used when I jumped into season 5, it was a sure thing until it wasn't, because now, for some reason, the program that I was using stopped recording my episodes all the way. It stopped at 15. No, it didn't stop at 15 minutes. It stopped at 5. And I was just like, all right. So I'm now using this new program, which reminds me of GarageBand. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't let me down when it comes to uploading. Hopefully you all hear this the same time I'm recording. But yeah, life has been really, really good. I have been planning so much. I have been just enjoying life. I've been able to laugh a lot more. I've been able to smile. The cover for this episode, I already chose it. I already chosen. And after that, I'm showing Clint love again because Clint made me an amazing cover for this season. But I haven't been able to use it as much because I've been uploading photos that kind of go with the theme of what I've been talking about. But this photo captures Chillest in his rarest form, his best form. Life really got crazy at one point, and now it's the crazy experience is paying off. I do want to get into my teacher bag for a minute and kind of just speak on something that I didn't realize until I became an adult that was exposed in that field. But I have the luxury of, you know, working towards, what's the best way to say this? I don't want to say, you know what, maybe, you know, I'll put a pen in that. I don't want to say it in a way that makes it more than what it is. I have to still be careful with my words. But let's just say now I understand the importance of being in a child's life and how influential you can be by either being involved or not being involved. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You know what I think I'm going to do? Lorenzo, a.k.a. the host of the amazing podcast Conversations with Zoe. I think I use his government name, but it's cool. It's cool if you follow him on IG. I hope. Watch, I accidentally start a podcast beef. But I think I'm going to do an episode with you, bro. I'm manifesting that now. You and I definitely have to talk about that because I understand what you have been saying a lot, all the messages you've been sharing. And I see the importance of being in a child's life and being consistent in a child's life. But I'll save that for that. Look at that. Look at that. I just low-key, unexpectedly planned a collab without even realizing it. But I've been dying to collab. Speaking of podcasts, too. Wonderful news. Shout out to my frenemy, my bro, John, a.k.a. the host of the newly resurrected John Cast podcast. I was so hyped that he had decided to return to recording. It gets crazy. I get where, you know, sometimes I record alone for the majority of my podcasting seasons. And sometimes your real life schedule can make it too busy for you to do this. And then sometimes you have to kind of push yourself to record. I'm not saying that I would record anything, but it's just like, wow, it's hard. You know, I don't want to monologue. I don't want to be someone where it's like, damn, man, you just got to get to the end and then that's it. But I am glad to see you back, bro. Thank you for shouting me out. For those of you who don't know or do know and forgotten, I made the theme for him when he had debuted his podcast. Well, sometime after. And, you know, when I was thinking about that, too, and I was like, damn, that was a point in time when I was really hype into podcasting. That's when I had free time to make a podcast theme, to just have topics ready. And, you know, I don't want those days to be back because I don't want to have too much free time. I am at an age and a point in time where I shouldn't have too much free time unless I'm getting paid during my free time. But I miss those days when it was simple, you know? Like, when I was recording back then and I first started, I pictured 5 years now, I was either going to be on YouTube, I either was going to have a good setup. But the way things happened, it was just at the end of the day, I needed a balance. I couldn't be too involved into this because if I was, then where I'm at in life right now might not be the case. It might be a whole different thing. You know, you will either love me too much for being consistent or hate me because you hear me almost every time. So I'm going to just say that going forward, that this season is definitely going to be similar to the Traveler's Tales, in which I will record when I can. And when I do record, it's just going to be episodes that I feel are worth it, you know, that are wholesome. I think all my episodes are wholesome, but I do lean to some episodes more than others. If I made a playlist of all my favorite episodes, which I just gave myself the idea to do now, you'll see what I mean. I actually did make a playlist. I think I mentioned that. Wow. It's crazy. When I tell you all that there was a point in time when I was recording and it was just a podcast, I could remember what I recorded off the bat. Now my days are so full, it's like I don't remember. Sometimes I feel like I'm saying the same thing and I don't realize I am. Until I listen, and it's like, oh my God, we talked about that already. Why didn't y'all tell me we talked about that already? I will say this, though. A lot of people believe in me when it comes to this podcast. A lot of people want to see it become something that I have in mind or something that I didn't even think about altogether. And I appreciate the push and the passion. What I will say, though, and I'm saying this now after I said it in a harsh way and after I said it in a concerned way, it's a little bit of both. If you see this podcast as something that we, again, either I see the same way or I didn't see at all, show some support. I mean that as a podcaster. I don't mean that as someone that's saying that, like, I hate the criticism or, you know, I'm looking for something to make a big deal out of, like to make a mountain out of a mole. I mean, like, support it. My mom, she has a podcast out. The Goodness Gracious Podcast. Who came up with that amazing name, you ask? My goal when it came to podcasting too was to just kind of be like the Stan Lee of podcasting. I wanted to sprinkle like a little bit of Chillest on almost everyone's podcast, whether it be a feature consistently, you know, theme music or just something. I wanted to just be like, yeah, you know, so I could, my plan was to, you know, have a giant episode where I have all the podcasters sitting and talking. And, you know, that was my main goal, but, you know, I get it. Sometimes things change. When I tell you that there's a line of list of podcasts that I really wanted to see grow down the road, that isn't the case, that's fine. But I used to just be like, yo, we are going to be big. I went from having the newest podcast to now having one of the longest podcasts out. And I never saw, there were times when I didn't see an end game, and there were times where I was like, all right, I can see myself finishing this at season 7. But now I'm just like, you know, I want this podcast to grow with me. I want to be able to keep on recording. I want to have like 1,000 episodes plus 1,000 times 1,000. Like, I really see this podcast being something great and fantastic and spectacular. There's going to be a certain point in time when I'm going to give myself some time to really record, to invest into what I want to invest into, to work on some things. I posted something about merch that's still happening too. Like, I get very excited when I talk about this stuff now. And I'll share a secret with all of you, even to those of you who have been around me but don't know. There were times when I was talking about the merchandise and I literally had to bank on it because it was like, I need this to work today. Now I'm back in a space where it's just like, I can calmly move the way I want to. Not, you know, with slow movements, but be able to move in a way that doesn't affect my plan at all. Like, I don't want it to look like it's a last resort, so I'm just going to rush with whatever. I want to give it the time and nurture it. I want to give it everything it deserves. And now I'm back in that space. I have no idea how long I've been recording. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no timer here. Oh, no, 24 minutes. It feels like it's been 40. That's crazy. But I'm going to cap it here. I know I really said things and I didn't really say anything, but that's because I realized in a moment that what I really wanted to talk about, I can't really get into because it compromises my real life positions in a lot of things. You know what I mean? But when I'm able to gather myself and speak on things, you know, the politically correct way, I promise you I'm going to touch on the subject that I want to speak on. But until then, I just wanted to let you all know that Chillest is doing great. Chillest is being Chillest. And I'm so grateful for all the good that is in my life, for all the good that is happening in my loved ones' lives, for all the good that I see is about to happen with all of my loved ones and myself, for all the good that I have planned. I want good to happen with all of you. I want you all to know that despite me being busy, I am not done being Chillest. I'm not done being Ivan. Feel free to reach out, for free to talk to me. It doesn't matter. That'll never change. And I'm doubling down on that more because I realize sometimes being there for someone, sometimes just answering a phone call, sometimes just responding to a message, sometimes communication, sometimes presence, it's enough. It could literally start make someone's day and put them on a path that they need to be on. It's true. It's true. I say this as someone who is finally in my field, and I could see how all of that means something, and it's beneficial. But let me go. It's 25 minutes and I have to go. I got to go dry my drawers. So
that's our time.
I did want to say one thing, though. The new season of Atlanta is fire. And I only say that because I like when a show shows characters or a character's rise. Like, you see them grow. They go from either struggling to being at a point where they have everything together. I love that. So please check out Atlanta. It has the chillest stamp of approval. I'm going to do a deep dive with that soon. That's actually what I wanted to kind of throw in with my episodes. With this episode, I mean. But next time. It'll give me something to talk about. Episode this week. That's all I got to say. Chillest out.